Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, good neighbor. I'm Vanita Sakar. Get that extra cup of coffee or tea and bundle up. Bundle up if you're headed outside. Bundle up those kids. It is so cold. And, you know, honestly, it does make a difference when you just cover every bit of skin. It really does. Those face masks aren't fun to wear, the big thermal ones, but you got to wear them in this kind of weather because it does hurt to be out there for too long. This morning, we're trying to celebrate the cold a little bit. And, you know, there's those fun cold weather experiments that people do on our Facebook page, the WCCO Morning News. Please follow it. I posted an article about some things you can do, and we've been getting texts from people, 651-461-9226, giving us some ideas of things we can do. Somebody had suggested blowing bubbles and then popping them and watching them shatter. It's always fun to freeze the banana outside and use it as a hammer, maybe. I always love it when people put wet clothes outside and stand them up like people, and it freezes out there, and it looks like headless people on your lawn. I enjoy that. Be careful if you're going to throw the boiling water in the air. That's always a concern, because if the wind blows it back on you, you can get burned. What we did earlier this morning is ask for a science teacher to give us a call and give us some ideas, and a science teacher responded. I'm so happy to hear that. Jim Schrankler, an elementary science teacher in St. Paul at St. Anthony Park Elementary, is joining us. He's been a science teacher for 36 years. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Vanita. How are you?
Oh, really good. I'm so glad that you contacted us and want to hear your ideas. You've been doing this for 36 years. Science teachers are the best. It's always, you make these things fun. What are some things we can do with our kids or even just as adults that would be fun to kind of illustrate how cold it is?
Sure. Well, Vanita, I like to have the kids actually drive, you know, what they want to test out. And one of our favorites that we've done is taking food that has a lot of water content that's going to freeze. So, again, one of my favorites is this frozen spaghetti. So you take the pasta. You could use really any long kind of stringy pasta, ramen noodles, what have you. Boil it, make it as you were going to serve it, and then taking it outside and try to position it so it's hanging. Like I like to tape a fork to a stick, having it so it looks like the spaghetti noodles are suspended. And then we let it freeze, and then we take that stick away, and you have this suspended fork in the air around this pasta.
Oh, that's
we've
great.
Done it with rice and so forth. And so I've had students send in video clips of different things that they've tried. I put some things up on a YouTube site. So if we can't get out there, or if it's a day we're not meeting for school, we have students still thinking about science and acting like scientists.
Do you? I love that. I love that you embrace this. By the way, do you have, just offhand, your YouTube channel that people could go see some of these videos?
Oh, sure. It's a bit scattered, but it's just under Jim Schrankler under YouTube. So, yeah.
Okay, we will link. We'll find it, and I will link it on our Facebook page. Jimmy and I will put it out there. Tell us, being a science teacher on days like this, do you enjoy using these types of real life things to illustrate science concepts?
Absolutely. You know, taking a look at, you know, just things as simple as, oh, as you can tell, that's our bell. changing states of matter and so forth. You know, and just embracing it, having again, student-driven activities. I heard you mentioning, you know, taking and throwing the boiling water into the air, you know, that's neat. And if there's some reason where students aren't dressed adequately, we can find a way to make it happen where we'll find a window. We'll go to a portion of the building where we can students can look outside, and I'll throw that water out the window. Students going and just deciding on how they can make different types of snow structures and so forth, and how animals can stay sheltered in the winter in this type of weather and so forth. So trying to find ways to embrace it, absolutely.
I think this is great. Any other ideas for us? Any other fun things that you do? I know the blowing bubbles, that's kind of fun, and then putting it on like a deck railing and shattering it. Any other things that you've tried that have been kind of cool over the years?
Those are the biggies that you mentioned. Also, kind of a fun one is making tracks, just using water and putting it in the snow and making tracks and doing friction experiments, having different, like a little mini bobsled track, and have different objects going down those tracks and so forth. The spray bottles, hot water and spray bottles, is another kind of variation of the boiling water in the air. And again, just having kids think of, okay, we tried this, these spaghetti noodles, this pasta, what else could we try? You know, and just students will come up with the craziest things. You know, let's try an avocado. we use it to pound a nail into a board. So,
exactly. Well, Jim Schrankler, elementary science teacher in St. Paul at St. Anthony Park, thank you so much. My friend Nicola is a teacher at your school, and she says you are the best science teacher in the state of Minnesota. And I can tell your students must love you when you do these kind of interactive things. Thank you.
You're so kind. But Nicola is an awesome teacher, and thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. We know the bell rang.
All right. Bye
now. Enjoy trying some of those experiments. Keep sharing ideas. 651-461-9226. We'll post Jim's YouTube channel, some of his videos on our Facebook page, the WCCO Morning News. We'll be back with traffic and weather.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.